The infestation was discovered in Victory right on the Mississippi River about a mile south of the Minnesota-Iowa border. Mick Swarick with the Wisconsin Department of Trade and Consumer Protection says over the next few days, state and federal officials will tour the area in preparation for a larger survey to determine the age and size of the infestation. Swarick says it's too early to say how the ash-killing insect may have gotten there, and we may never know.
From what we've seen so far, it appears that the infestation is years old. How many years, we don't know. And the longer that it's been in an area, the harder it is to try to determine how it got there.
Swarick says the new infestation presents additional difficulties for the state.
I don't know that it spells doom and gloom for all of the ash trees in Wisconsin. It's too early to say if that's the case, but it's definitely disappointing to find it again and in a completely unrelated area to our initial infestation in Ozaukee and Washington counties.
With the expected quarantine of Crawford and Vernon counties, ash timber will not be allowed to be moved outside the area. Swarick adds, although it is allowed, it just doesn't make sense to move firewood around inside the counties either. John Helgeson, Wisconsin Radio Network.